It's the end of the month, but a new week of CNN Student News is just getting started. We want to give a big thanks to Erica Booth for helping us get things started today. You're going to hear a lot more from her later on. First up, though, we're looking at a conflict in Africa. The president of Sudan has declared a state of emergency for cities along his country's southern border. That's because of fighting between Sudan and South Sudan. The Sudanese Air Force has launched attacks against ground forces from South Sudan. Several South Sudanese soldiers were wounded in an attack on Sunday, according to a reporter who was traveling with them. Sudan used to be Africa's largest nation. It struggled through decades of war until a peace deal was reached in 2005. That led to South Sudan becoming an independent country last year. But disagreements remain between the two countries, including the status of their citizens, areas along the border that are disputed, and how the countries share their oil. Earlier this month, South Sudan took control of a region that produces about half of Sudan's oil. That was part of what led to this weekend's fighting. It's April 30th, and on this day in history, in 1789, George Washington was inaugurated in New York as President of the United States. In 1803, representatives from the United States and France finished negotiating the Louisiana Purchase. The deal doubled America's size. In 1945, the leader of Nazi Germany, Adolf Hitler, committed suicide in his Berlin headquarters. Germany surrendered soon afterward. And in 1975, the Vietnam War came to an end when South Vietnam surrendered after North Vietnamese troops took over Saigon. 1 year and 3 days ago, an outbreak of tornadoes ripped across parts of the southern United States. 53 people were killed in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, when one of the twisters hit there. On Saturday, former pro football and baseball player Bo Jackson arrived in Tuscaloosa at the end of a 300-mile bike ride. Jackson said his goal was to raise money for tornado victims and raise awareness about the struggle to rebuild. George Howell has more on those efforts.
It's been 1 year since this EF4 monster left its mark on Tuscaloosa. A year since we last spoke to the owner of this Krispy Kreme donuts.
Is all this a total loss?
A total loss.
Today, Evan Smith is still working to rebuild.
We're talking like a year after this tornado came through here, and we're still waiting for the concrete to be poured here.
It's amazing. You know, in one sense, you want to be upset and think, how could it take 12 months? But a lot went on in those 12 months.
First came the massive effort to remove debris. According to city officials, 1.5 million cubic yards of it countywide. Overall, 12.6% of the city was destroyed.
Most tornadoes hit a house, skip a house, hit a house. This thing was taking everything out, you know, half a mile, mile wide.
There were trees all through here.
Gary Limroth survived by taking shelter in his basement. His home had to be demolished, so now he's starting over.
It does take a while to figure out, how do you want to build back? How do you want to do it? Do you want to come back? I mean, there were a lot of people that are still across the lake that are trying to decide. Some have decided they just can't take it. They couldn't be here in the constant reminder every day of seeing it.
You can see the difference best from satellite imagery. This is the corner of 15th and McFarland Boulevard before the tornado hit. Here's an image of the corner just after the storm came through. There's debris everywhere.
This is what that same neighborhood looks like today. We're left here with an empty field where these homes once stood. The tornado was on the ground for less than 6 minutes, and overall, 53 people were killed here in Tuscaloosa alone.
This is going to be the safe room. This is poured in place concrete walls.
Residents are rebuilding to be better prepared.
Do you worry this could happen again?
Yes. I mean, I think it's obvious that Tuscaloosa is on the path now.
And though there are signs of progress.
As far as me and this being this business, I'm not better off till I get the doors open again.
George Howell, CNN, Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
From Alabama, we're heading north to New York City for what's expected to be a towering achievement. This time-lapse video shows construction at the area known as Ground Zero. It's the site of the former World Trade Center. The twin towers that were destroyed by the 9/11 terrorist attacks in 2001. The building that's gone up has the same number as one of those towers, One World Trade Center. The project has been moving along at the rate of about one floor every week. Today, it's expected to become the tallest building in New York City, but it won't stop there. One World Trade Center is scheduled to reach its ultimate altitude, 1,776 feet, sometime next year.